Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, I'm Mayer. Before I continue, please like and subscribe. Looking back, I should have noticed something was off that morning. Dad was weirdly quiet during breakfast, checking his phone more than usual. But I was too excited about my elementary graduation to care. Ever since Mom passed away 3 years ago, it had just been me and Dad, and honestly, we were doing okay. Ready for your big day, champ? Born ready. Think I'll trip on stage like Kevin did during rehearsal? Just watch those stairs, buddy. He smiled, but it didn't reach his eyes. The graduation ceremony was exactly what you'd expect. Proud parents with cameras, teachers getting emotional, and kids trying not to fidget in their tiny caps and gowns. Principal Matthews kept going on about bright futures and new chapters. If only I knew how literal that new chapter thing would be. Dad was acting strange throughout the ceremony. Usually he'd be the loudest parent, cheering and taking a million photos. Instead, he just sat there looking guilty? That's what I'd call it now, but back then, I thought maybe he was just sad about Mom missing this. After the ceremony, he introduced me to this couple, Linda and Tom Parker. They seemed nice enough, with their perfect house in the suburbs and their teenage daughter Sarah. I figured they were Dad's new work friends or something. Mayer, we need to talk. Dad's voice was shaking. I've been keeping something from you. I'm sick. Really sick. My world stopped spinning. What do you mean, sick? The doctors say I need intensive treatment. I can't take care of you during this time. The Parkers have agreed to be your foster family while I get better. Foster family? But I can help take care of you. I'm not a little kid anymore. Linda stepped forward, trying to be comforting. We'll make sure you're comfortable, Mayer. You'll have your own room, and Sarah can show you around the neighborhood. Sarah, their 15-year-old daughter, stood apart from everyone, arms crossed, looking about as thrilled as I felt. When do I have to go? My voice sounded strange, like it belonged to someone else. Today. Your things are already packed. I stared at him. You packed my stuff without telling me? I didn't want to ruin your graduation. Oh, because this was so much better? I looked at the Parkers, Tom's uncomfortable shifting, Linda's sympathetic smile, Sarah's eye roll, then back at my dad. He wouldn't meet my eyes. That afternoon, I watched Dad drive away from the Parkers' house. He promised to call every day, said this was temporary, that he loved me. I stood there waving until his car disappeared around the corner, clutching my graduation certificate in my other hand. Sarah appeared beside me. Your room's upstairs, first door on the right. Mom's ordering pizza for dinner. Thanks. I didn't move. For what it's worth, this sucks. It was the first honest thing anyone had said to me all day. 2 weeks at the Parker's house and Dad's daily calls had already dropped to every other day. Then twice a week. Always with the same excuses. Treatment schedules, feeling too tired. Bad reception at the hospital. I tried not to let it bother me, but something felt off. He's supposed to be getting chemo, right? Sarah was sprawled on my bedroom floor, helping me with summer math homework. She'd become surprisingly cool once she got over her initial attitude. Yeah, why? Just wondering why he's posting beach photos on Facebook. I dropped my pencil. What? She pulled out her phone, scrolling through her feed. See? Posted yesterday. He's at Pacific Beach with some lady. Probably just an old photo, though. The timestamp said otherwise. Dad was standing on a sunny beach, looking anything but sick, with his arm around a woman I'd never seen before. They were both smiling at the camera, tagged at a beachfront restaurant. "Who's Andrea Martinez?" Sarah pointed to the woman's name in the caption. My stomach churned. "I don't know." Linda knocked on the open door, carrying laundry. She noticed our faces. "Everything okay in here?" "Mayor's dad is at the beach." Sarah turned her phone toward her mom. Linda's expression changed. She set down the laundry basket. "Tom, can you come up here?" That night, after a long family discussion, Tom made some calls. One was to his friend James, a family attorney. The other was to the hospital where Dad claimed to be getting treatment. "Mayor, buddy." Tom sat down next to me on the porch swing. "The hospital has no record of your father as a patient." The world tilted sideways. Sarah grabbed my hand. "There's more," Linda added gently. "James did some checking. Your dad bought a house in San Diego last month, with Andrea Martinez." The pieces started falling into place. The rushed packing, the guilty looks, the dwindling phone calls. He wasn't sick. He just wanted to start over, without me.
"Who does that?" Sarah was furious. "Who dumps their kid on graduation day with a fake cancer story?" I couldn't answer. Memories replayed in my head. All the weird phone calls he'd taken in private. The weekends he claimed to be at doctor appointments. The way he'd been distant for months before graduation. "What happens now?" My voice cracked. Tom leaned forward. "That's up to you, Mayor. James says we have options. Legal ones." "We won't let him get away with this," Linda added firmly. Sarah pulled out her phone again. "Andrea's profile is public. She owns some fancy wellness company. Posts about new beginnings and fresh starts every day." She made air quotes with her fingers. "Want to see what else we can find?" I looked at these people. This family who'd taken me in thinking they were helping a sick man's son, now ready to help me expose the truth. For the first time since graduation day, I felt something besides sadness. "Yeah," I nodded. "Let's find everything." Sarah turned out to be an amazing detective. Every night after dinner, we'd gather in the living room with our laptops, digging deeper into Dad and Andrea's digital footprint. Tom called it our Truth Squad meetings. "Look at this," Sarah pointed at her screen. "They've been dating for over a year. There's a whole bunch of hidden photos on her business Instagram. Your dad's in the background of her wellness retreat pictures from last Christmas." Last Christmas. When he said he couldn't take me skiing because he had to work. Linda brought us hot chocolate. "James found something interesting, too. Your father listed his company's new branch office at the same address as Andrea's wellness center." "They're going into business together?" My hands tightened around the mug. "More than that." Tom walked in with his phone. "Just got off the phone with James. They registered as business partners 3 months ago. She's investing in expanding his construction company to San Diego." The timing hit me. That's when he started talking about moving me to a better school district. "He was planning this whole thing," Sarah's voice dripped with disgust. "Setting up a new life while figuring out how to ditch you." "Sarah," Linda scolded, but I shook my head. "No, she's right. He chose her over me. Probably thought a sick father story would make him look sympathetic instead of terrible." Tom sat down. "James says we have enough evidence of child abandonment, but he also found something else. Your father's been announcing his new wellness construction partnership to potential clients. Big presentation planned next week at some industry conference." Sarah's eyes lit up. "The one at the convention center? Mom, isn't your friend Rachel coordinating that?" Linda's expression shifted from confused to understanding. "Yes, yes, she is." "I think," Sarah grinned, "I think I have an idea." We spent the next hour planning. Rachel could get us into the conference. James would have all the legal documents ready. Sarah would handle the social media angle. Even her friend Mike, who ran the school paper, wanted to help. Turned out his mom was one of Andrea's wellness clients. "Are you sure about this?" Linda asked me later as I headed upstairs to bed. "It's okay if you want to handle things privately." I thought about all the lies, the fake hospital visits, the missed Christmas, the graduation day performance. How long had he been planning to throw me away? "He didn't just lie to me, he used you guys too. Made you think you were helping a sick man's son." I looked at Linda, really looked at her. "You've been more of a parent in 2 weeks than he was in the past year." She hugged me tight. "Hey." Sarah poked her head out of her room. Mike says his mom's wellness group has their monthly meeting tomorrow. Want to go talk to them? Bet they'd love to hear about their guru's role in abandoning a kid. Sarah, Linda tried to sound stern, but I could see her fighting a smile. I grinned. What time's the meeting? Sometimes the best revenge isn't about getting even, it's about revealing the truth. And we were about to reveal everything. The industry conference hall was packed. Dad and Andrea stood on stage talking about their revolutionary wellness-focused construction concept. I sat between Tom and Linda in the audience, while Sarah and Mike positioned themselves near different exits with their phones ready to record. And now, Andrea beamed at the crowd, we're excited to take your questions. That was my cue. I stood up, James the attorney right behind me. I have a question. Why did you help my father fake a terminal illness so he could abandon me? The room went silent. Dad's face went white. Andrea's smile froze. Mayor, what are you doing here? Interesting question, considering you told everyone you'd be in chemotherapy today. James stepped forward. I have the hospital record showing that was a lie, along with documentation of child abandonment.
Andrea tried damage control. There seems to be a misunderstanding. No misunderstanding. Sarah's voice rang out as she started playing a video compilation on the conference hall's big screen. Dad's beach photos, their hidden Christmas pictures, business registration dates, all time-stamped. You helped plan this for months. Mike's mom stood up from the wellness client section. You used our program's reputation to help abandon a child? The room erupted. Phones came out. Andrea's wellness clients began walking out. Business partners whispered and shook their heads. Dad tried to reach for the microphone, but Andrea stopped him, her face furious as she realized her carefully built business reputation was crumbling. I can explain, Dad started. Like you explain being too sick for Christmas skiing? My voice was steady. Or how about explaining to the Parkers why you made them think they were helping a dying man's son? Linda put her hand on my shoulder. Tom stood beside us, solid as a wall. The DA's office is very interested in the child abandonment case, James announced to the now buzzing room, and the civil suit for emotional damages. I looked at my father one last time. I don't want your money. I don't want your excuses. I just want everyone to know exactly who you are. We walked out, leaving chaos behind us. Sarah's video went viral within hours. Andrea's wellness empire collapsed as clients fled. Dad's construction partners pulled out of the San Diego deals. Everything they'd planned unraveled in a single afternoon. 1 month later, I sat in court as the judge granted the Parkers permanent custody. Dad didn't even show up to contest it. Ready to go home? Linda asked afterward. Home, where Sarah helped with homework and shared investigation skills, where Tom taught me basketball and always kept his promises, where Linda made hot chocolate and gave real mom hugs. Yeah, I smiled. I'm ready to go home. Sometimes the family you choose is better than the family you're born with, and sometimes justice isn't about revenge. It's about finding where you truly belong. That's the end of Mayer's story. What would you do if you discovered that someone close to you had been meticulously planning to abandon you for over a year? Would you expose them publicly like Mayer did, handle it privately through legal channels, or take a completely different approach? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Think about it. Mayer's father spent months crafting this elaborate lie, choosing graduation day to deliver his fake illness story. He wasn't just walking away. He was rewriting his entire life and business around this deception. Would you be able to forgive something like that? Or do you believe some betrayals are simply unforgivable? Your experiences and perspectives matter. Drop a comment sharing what you would do in this situation. If you enjoyed this story and want to hear more like it, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe to the channel. Your support helps bring more stories like Mayer's to light. Let's talk about it in the comments.